The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host and husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Wonderful.
We have, for the first time ever, and it's like our anniversary month this month. Did you know that?
No, how many years?
Not our wedding anniversary.
No, that was
it is
last
our
month.
Radio anniversary. It's 6 years.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
Feels like maybe at the most,
three.
Too.
Oh, okay. And we have archive radio shows, but every show's not in there.
Well, yes.
Some of them didn't make the cut.
Right. But for the first time ever, we have Mark Snyder, Snyder Plumbing. How are you?
Pretty good yourself.
Great. We're excited to have you here and have a wonderful discussion regarding plumbing. We've had heating and cooling people in, but we've never had someone to talk about the pipes. So we're really excited about this, Mark. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab, and you can see what's going on at Dunmore Corners, and check out the traffic conditions, which have been horrible there lately.
Oh, too much construction, but they're supposed to be ending it sometime soon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly, jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Okay, Mark Snyder. Snyder Plumbing. You're based in Scranton, correct?
Yes.
How long have you been doing plumbing?
Altogether, probably around 25 years.
And it's a family business, correct?
Yes.
You work with your dad and your brother?
Yeah, my father's like semi-retired, so he works when
but
we
he helps
then.
You out.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works out pretty good.
Good. So everybody talks at the end of the day?
Most days.
And you see each other on the holidays with no problems?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
we
good.
Still do.
All right. Wonderful. So it was quite an ordeal to get you here. We finally did. You succumbed to us, and we don't bite. So I'm going to ask you after the show is over how it went, because we're always looking for new guests, new topics, and for some reason, people just...
They get the phone call from us. They think we're trying to sell them something.
Right.
Yeah.
They resist.
But this is good.
This is good. This will be good for you. It'll be good for us. We'll get information out there.
Now, we have high expectations of you today.
Okay.
So don't let that pressure you, okay, or stress you out.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, we know you know what you're doing, and that's like we hand select people that we want on the show, too. And it benefits them, too, because it promotes their business.
Sure.
And all we need is just a little bit of your time, an hour or two, and then it's done.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so how long have you been doing plumbing? You said 25
About
years?
About 25 years.
Okay,
altogether.
And you serve the Scranton area?
Yeah, Scranton area mostly.
Okay, great. And what I was thinking is sometimes when people, I mean, this is the buying season. People buy a house. They have
sure.
a home inspection,
sure.
usually.
Sure.
But that 2 to 3 hour home inspection doesn't really reveal or uncover everything, although home inspectors are very good at what they do.
Right.
They test the plumbing, they run the water, they look at the water heater, they run the heat, they're checking to make sure the furnace gets hot, and the radiators are distributing heat. But many new home buyers find out too late that their dream home is riddled with water leakage or poor plumbing systems.
Right.
Okay. So is there anything, any tips you can give us on what we should be looking at when we're going through a home, either if we're buying a home or maybe that seller, you know, when they're listing their home, what do they need to focus on? What should they be looking at?
Well, most of the stuff is pretty obvious. I mean, if there's a water leak, you look in the ceiling, you can see there's a problem, or in the walls, or there's like a little moisture or something like that. But other than that, pretty much the inspectors are usually pretty good when they pick up on stuff. I mean, of course, now they can't test the heating system because they don't really want to fire it up and get the whole house heated up and stuff.
So in the summertime. What about foreclosures? Were the utilities off? The company's not going to turn the utilities on? Is there any way to test that home?
Well, without energizing the water system and the heat and stuff, most of the times what they do is if it's foreclosed, they just let everything go.
Right, and it's an as-is. Yeah. But there's a lot of times there's pop-offs, even if the utilities were on.
Right.
But your average person doesn't even know what a pop-off is, doesn't know what to look for.
But you would
if you were walking through.
Sure. Yeah, when you turn the water on, of course, you'll see it.
Then you'll find out the hard way.
Yeah. But a lot of the times, they just let everything go. Even a lot of places, they hire like a carpenter to do the winterization on the house. So what he does is just shut the main water off, open up the faucets, and then he just assumes by everything draining down that it's okay.
What's the correct way to winterize?
You have to hook up an air compressor to it.
Okay.
Of course, shut the main water off and open up all the faucets and hook up an air compressor. Most of the time, it's like where the washing machine is, because you could take the hoses that were already there and hook up a hose and then just blow. You got almost 150 pounds of air pressure, just blows everything right through it. And then I would say you're 98% good then. Nothing's foolproof, but of course, it's about the best you could do.
Right. So what you're doing with the air compressor is removing any water that's left.
Whatever is remaining,
right,
of course,
okay.
Because who knows how they did the piping, especially with the PEX tubing. Could be loops and stuff like that. And, of course, it's going to pop.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to get all that remaining water in the pipes out of the pipes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And a lot of people don't think about that.
A lot don't. They just turn the water off, open the faucets, they think they're good.
And is there anything there she's pouring down the toilets?
Yeah, we use antifreeze.
Okay.
Sometimes you get away with just like windshield washer antifreeze, because that's rated for maybe 10 degrees below zero. Of course, it freezes sometimes, but usually you get by with that. It's a little less expensive than like regular RV antifreeze that you would use.
Okay. After the winterization process.
Yeah, like to re-energize everything?
Right. There's a proper way to do that?
Well, if everything is done right, of course, just shut the faucets off, hook up the water, and turn it on.
Okay.
Can you test a home, the pipes, without the water being on? Can you put air in the pipes?
You can put air in the pipes, yeah. Sometimes it's hard to detect it, though, if it's in the wall. The only way you could tell, of course, is because you have everything shut off and you're putting air in it. And, of course, if everything was good, you'll build pressure in the air compressor. But if not, it'll be going somewhere, and it all depends. Sometimes it's really hard.
So you'll know there is a leak. You just won't know.
Sometimes it's really hard.
You won't know where it is, though.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's some times where you wouldn't know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's tricky business. But it could be done. It's an option.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
What's the biggest mistake you see people make with their plumbing? What's the biggest mistake, the biggest problem you see when you walk into a house?
Well, you don't see it often, but the people when they were, these days with the water lines, I mean, even years ago, you really couldn't mess them up too much, because as long as it goes from point A to point B, the water is going to flow. Like a lot of things are, like with the sewer lines now, like they settle and they pitch backwards and then they hold stuff. And then eventually it'll work for a while, but eventually stuff builds up in there and then that could become a problem. But other than that, you see some people usually know their limitations, so they'll only go so far with things. Especially like with like gas lines and stuff. They make easier stuff these days, but you have to be certified to buy the stuff. So not just anybody can. So things, pretty much, it's not too bad.
Right.
But you see some stuff.
Yeah, I like when I go into a house and I see a copper line supplying gas to a hot water heater.
Right.
I look at that and I go, that wasn't done right.
No.
Uncle Lou did that one.
That's it. You see a lot of people, like you go to the supply houses and stuff, and the guys will be purchasing stuff, and they'll be asking the guy behind the counter how to do it, and they're like hooking up a gas to a stove or something like that. I don't think they realize what they could possibly be getting into, especially with the gas.
Does the guy behind the, I don't want to discount his knowledge, but does he really know? I mean,
some do.
Okay.
Some are pretty knowledgeable.
How about the people at the big box stores?
Well, they got a guy to work. He usually works in carpentry. That guy's off in plumbing, so he's over there that day.
And then the guy from gardening is in the plumbing department.
Yeah. You just don't know, but you could be surprised. Sometimes you run across somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Right, right. Okay.
So, like anything.
So it's important to hire the right man for the right job. Like you were talking before, you said that people have the carpenter do the winterizing.
Right.
So that's like having the electrician do the plumbing and the plumber doing the electrical.
Right.
So if I'm getting a new stove, I should call you.
Right.
To hook up the gas line.
Definitely.
How would I know if there's a gas leak? Besides blowing up my house.
Well,
we don't want to get that.
No, I don't want to.
The simple thing for a regular homeowner is just soap and water.
What, take like Windex like and a sprayer?
Yeah, that'll work just fine. Usually get the Windex and shake it up a little bit so you get a little suds in there, and then just spray it on.
Spray it on.
You'll detect it. Now, if it's a real small leak, you'll have to really look, but it'll bubble up.
So that's the best way?
Yes.
Okay.
The safest way. Right. There's other ways, but I won't talk about that.
Okay.
Mark, you've been doing work for my family for years, and you know my mother rather well. And my dad, my dad. Oh, happy birthday, Mom. It's my mother's birthday weekend, and she is a loyal listener, and she's going to love that you're here with us today, Mark. But my dad used to say to all of us as we were growing up, never mind being a doctor, become a plumber.
Right.
Because it just seemed like we would make weekly calls to you.
Right.
Plumbing has evolved over the years, so it was always copper, 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 but now we see the PEX.
Right.
Okay. Is that easier to work with?
Oh, definitely.
You like it?
Yeah, yes and no.
Okay.
Because a lot of the old-timers, they won't use it.
Right.
Because they say it's killing the trade, because from who I learned from was you go in and you run everything straight, and it looks nice when you're done. Of course, they always say nobody's going to see what's in the walls, but you see it. I mean, it's craftsmanship, how you learned how to do it. Now it's point A to point B. And even if you take the time to make it look nice, it's flexible. And when you put hot water in it, it goes, it waves anyway. So when you put it up, it still
looks
like, yeah.
Okay. So most people these days, new construction, or if they're doing a plumbing job, doing an addition with a bathroom or a kitchen remodel, would use PEX?
Oh, definitely.
Because of the expense? Copper's more expensive?
Oh, sure. And it cuts down on the time, too. Half the time. Labor to install it, yes.
Right.
And it's pretty easy. Anyone, I could show yourself or Pat, it would take me 10 minutes to show you how to use the tool, and you could pretty much go about it yourself.
But we don't recommend
that. Right.
All right. Right. Okay.
Because there's certain codes. Now, we have PEX in our house, and I swear that I can taste it in the water.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. We have filters
all over the place. So when I got to run my water, I run it for 5 minutes before I even think about taking a drink from it, because maybe I'm nuts. Well, maybe it's not maybe.
Maybe. I don't know about that.
But I swear I can taste the plastic.
Well, you still have the copper coming in from the street.
Yes, I do. That's right.
So it should be copper anyway. It might be plastic too, but it's very possible.
Okay. All right.
Well, when we get takeout, and it's funny because I don't taste the plastic in the water, but when we get takeout and a restaurant uses styrofoam,
yes,
I taste the styrofoam.
Right.
So call me crazy.
Never, Gene.
No, never. Right. All right. So you mentioned the main coming in.
Yes.
How big should it be?
About three quarter inch diameter.
Okay. Do you see smaller?
Rarely,
but that has a lot to do with the
pressure in the house.
Well, in the volume of the water, yeah. Three quarters are normal. Of course, we're talking residential, you get in the commercial, of course, they require a bigger pipe, more draw of water, more volume, more supply and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But residential, right?
Yeah, okay. Three quarter inch.
All right.
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of times we'll go into a house and you'll see the sewer buried under the floor.
Right.
Why did people used to do that?
Well, that's just a pitch from out in the street, depending on where do you have to work it to. And of course, it benefits if you wanted to put a toilet or a bathroom in your basement. At least you could pipe it in. If it went out of the house higher, then you have to put a pump and do a lot of other work to get it up into there.
Uh-huh. So cast iron on the old sewer lines, correct?
Yes, inside of the house, yes.
Is it legal? Is it allowable? Because oftentimes we see the cast iron and PVC merge.
That's okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't look right, but I've only been doing it, say, 25 years, so I didn't get the chance to do the cast iron pipe. It was before my time, but we take it all out and stuff like that. But just connect the PVC to it.
But it's a job when it's buried under this concrete floor. You got a jackhammer.
They're never easy.
Never easy.
Never easy.
But eventually, aren't they they're going to fail at some point or another?
Oh, they do. They do a lot. They crack on the bottom or they crack on the top or inside of walls, all over. Yeah.
It's always fun when we're selling a home and they discover that there is a problem with that sewer line and it's buried.
Yeah.
And what's the best way? I mean, do you... Is there a camera?
Yeah, what do you do? Do you?
Well, it all depends on how involved the job is. I mean, some jobs where it's just outside of the house and maybe it's only a foot down or 2 feet down. Well, then it's just, well, just get out there and dig it up. But some people have expensive landscaped yards and
sidewalks.
Like, yeah, so it could be tough. In most cases, it doesn't run in an open space. It goes underneath different things. So
challenging at best.
It could be, very much, yeah. Usually you get like Roto-Rooter and they have a camera and then they could determine exactly where the problem is. And then, of course, you can make your decision then instead of just starting from the street and digging everything up.
Yeah, we had where we lived was a 2-unit when it was built 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we were having problems with the waistline. And you came in. How did you determine what the problem was at my house? Because whatever you did, you fixed it beautiful. I haven't had a problem in years.
I think that was the trap, wasn't it?
Yes, there was the main all kinds trap. Of, there was two of them coming together.
Yeah, yeah. They used to use the main trap in the house. And, of course, that would be before we went out of the house. So it's okay for a smaller home because, of course, when you flush the toilet, everything is pitching that way. And by the time it gets there, it flows through. But a lot of people tend to use grease and you throw stuff down in the sink, which you shouldn't. And of course, that's where it's going to accumulate because it's kind of a restriction. Everything is pitching to there and then that holds water and then it just fills up and it just drains out. So years ago, that's what they did. But of course, they're not easy because for some reason they buried them underneath the footer of the house.
Of course they did.
And it's very hard. That's the hardest part is digging it up.
Right, he came in, he straightened us out, he dug it out, he pulled out all the...
Yeah, I remember that. It was quite a bit of piping and stuff in that little area.
And you did a beautiful job. Good. Haven't had a problem since then.
Because I remember you would dread every time it would block up on you, you'd have to go down there and with the hose, I think you did it right.
I had a snake in it.
Yeah. There was a snake, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good times. And it just happened one too many times, and then we called the professional, Mark Snyder, Snyder right. Plumbing. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
I just have a regular phone number. Well, it's a cell number, so it's more easier for people to contact me. And the phone number is 570-840-3205. And I'm located in Scranton, PA, too.
And you go all throughout Lackawanna County,
sure.
Even outlining areas, too?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Thanks, Mark. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-unit building in Scranton at 1902 Lafayette Street for only $85,000. This building has a 3-bedroom apartment and a 2-bedroom apartment, and the first floor was used as a bar up until 2 years ago, and it still has all the commercial-grade kitchen equipment there. This is a corner building, it's in good condition, and it's just waiting for a new owner, and at $85,000, it's priced right. That's a 3-unit building in Scranton at 1902 Lafayette Street, and that is listed by Amanda Rudis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We have returned to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, and the list goes on and on and on.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're talking about
Plumbing.
Plumbing. Good. This is a good one.
Yes.
I'm interested. I like this better.
I know.
Than
you're
some
much more engaged.
Yes.
This week.
Some of them I kind of just glaze over.
Than you were, say, previous week. So yes. Anyway, we have with us Mark Snyder from Snyder Plumbing. It's a family-run business. And you're the spokesman today.
Yes.
For Snyder Plumbing. You're based in Scranton, but you go around Lackawanna, all over the county, and then the outlining areas as well. So you'll go to other places, maybe sometimes down to Luzerne County.
Yeah, sure. Not
Pike
all the
Wayne,
time, but sure.
Yeah. Okay. So you travel.
Yes.
That's the point. You've been doing it 25 years.
Yes, you've seen it all.
And you've seen it all,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So we were talking the beginning of the show about copper, and then now, of course, the PEX. We talked about the sewer lines. Right before the break, we started a discussion about traps. And Pat has a question for you.
What is a trap?
It just holds the smell from the sewer from coming through. It just holds water in there, and then the sewer gas can't get through the water and up through the fixture.
That's the purpose of it.
Yes. Well, it's part of the plumbing system, too, like the code and all that. Everything has to be trapped and vented correctly, just so that nothing creates a siphon when you're, like, draining your bathtub. It doesn't pull the water out of the trap from your kitchen sink, and it's all supposedly copacetic that way.
Right.
So, is sinks have traps?
Yes.
And we had a situation.
Tubs is supposed to have traps.
Oh, yes.
We had a situation where they purchased a home. Brand new bathroom was installed in the lower level. Mm-hmm. Never used.
Right.
And they sold the house. These people sold the house. And the new homeowner comes in after inspection.
Right.
Everything was signed off. Everything was great. And
they get a stink.
Definitely.
In the bathroom, because the way it was plumbed is the waistline from the tub had no trap.
Right.
And it turned and it went straight out.
Nice.
Because there was no space, because they would have had to break up some concrete to put in the trap.
Right.
So they put it and it was straight out. And the way they got away with that is that they left the stopper on.
In the tub.
In the tub, so you couldn't smell anything.
Right, right. Well, it would drain good for you.
Oh,
it would just get a lot
great.
Of smell out
it
of it.
It drains great, but you'd open the bathroom door and it smelled like.
Definitely.
The sewer.
Yes, some days would be worse than others.
Yes. So, the importance of traps.
Definitely. It's definitely needed.
All right. So, what about
grease?
Grease, yes.
What about grease? Should grease go down the drain?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Big no-no.
Why?
Because it just builds up. It goes so far, and if there's something that catches it, of course, it's going to go from a liquid to like a harder substance, and then it just catches everything. And in any case, it's just not good for the system.
And right. Then you have a clog.
Right.
Definitely.
Now, I used to be a fireman in New York City, and I worked with some very smart guys. And this one guy consistently poured the grease down the sink.
Right.
And I would say things to him, and he said, but I flush it down there. Now it's a big building.
Right.
I always run it with hot water all the way down. I said, listen. I says, by the time it gets to the front of the building, I says, your hot water is now cold.
Exactly.
And we were constantly having
battle.
Oh, and the city plumbers would have to come and unclog it. And they'd say, what was it? They go, grease again.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of people, you asked them, do you put grease down it? And of course, most people being tenants, they're not worried about the home. So they're dumping everything they can down there. Not my problem, right? And then when you go there in the trap down the basement, you look and you can tell when there's grease and water. There's little spots like oil. Looks like oil in there. And then, of course, you ask them, do you put grease down there? Never.
But you know that they do.
You could see it in there.
Yeah, sure.
You could see it. And I'll ask them anyway.
I have evidence.
No, never.
Never admit to anything.
Is there any over-the-counter product that would eliminate that grease from the pipes? Like, is there anything you can pour down the drain?
Well, they probably have stuff that would say it would take care of it, but anything that's liquefied, like in a liquid state, it can't hurt. Like a little bit of preventive maintenance for anyone, even if you do or if you don't put stuff in the drain. If you dump that stuff down, as long as it's a liquid, it can't hurt. Can't hurt.
I used to work for a plumber in my youth. It was a long time ago.
Yes,
it was before electricity. And this guy says, never, ever use the crystal drain stuff to unplug the clogs.
Right, definitely. Because
we used to get down there, and there would be a 4-inch cast line going out, and he had this big chain you'd put around the pipe, and we'd snap the pipe open.
Right.
And he'd look, and he'd say, look at that. And it looked like concrete in the pipe.
Oh, definitely.
It was pieces of concrete. And I'd say, Eddie, I said, what's that? He said, that's the crystal drain opener that didn't make it all the way out. He says it stays in the pipe, and it turns into concrete.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away. It ever. Just stays there. Just so stays right
we
in
We used to have to cut the pipe out and, like you said, replace it with the PVC because people would consistently, and it would get worse and worse and worse.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Worse.
Definitely. So, you see it all the time.
So as long as it's a liquid, it's okay.
Yes. All right. So speaking of clogs, in the shower, hair
right
goes down the drain, eventually causes...
Oh, definitely. It blocks right up.
Right. Okay. So can that be moved by a liquid being...
Again, depending on how much is in there. Yeah. Sometimes you could get a plunger and you could plunge it out. You get lucky if you do.
Right.
In most cases, you don't, though.
No.
You have to run a snake through
you
there.
Do. And right.
You run the snake, and
unclog,
of course, the snake grabs a big wad of hair and pulls it all back.
Now, should anybody that has a snake operate a snake? Aren't there tricks to it, and you have to be careful that you don't go through the pipes?
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you don't know how to use it the right way, you could be... Well,
know how to use your tools.
Absolutely.
A lot of times. Like, we did a job the one time where there was lead drain lines in the house, the guy that I used to work with. So he's got his snake. It's an electric-powered one. He's running it through the tub, and he fills up before he ran the snake. It wouldn't move at all. So he's running the snake, and all of a sudden, the drain just goes flying down. So he figures, oh, he must have got it. So this is on second floor we were working. Nobody was home on first floor.
Uh-oh.
So we leave. We're thinking everything's okay until we find out that the snake actually punctured through the lead pipe, and everything just drained right in the first floor apartment. So when the people came home from work at 4:30, 5 o'clock,
there
now all of a sudden,
it's a mess.
The drain wasn't so good.
Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's the old lead piping and stuff like that. There's still a lot of it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're coming across it still?
There's still some. Even when people complain about the lead count in the water that you drink, there's not a lot, but there are still some homes that have a lead water service coming into the house.
Mm.
You see that, you just turn your head.
Uh-huh.
Because
lead?
It's, oh, yeah.
Coming into the house?
Yep. Coming into the house.
Oh, boy.
There's not much, but there is still some out there.
Which is why people that are buying an older home should have an inspection so this can be identified in the home inspection.
Definitely.
And someone like you then could switch it out.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Mark Snyder from Snyder Plumbing. How does someone get in touch with you?
I have a phone number. It's a cell phone number. Area code 570-840-3205.
And like my mom says, she likes you because you answer your phone.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And
we like you because you show up when you say you're going to show up, and you finish the job, and you finished it on budget. That's why we love you.
Which is good for me, because a lot of guys that don't, and it just makes people that do, makes us
you look
good.
Better.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I will tell you, you're one of the few people that do answer your phones, and we deal with a lot of different people.
In different trades. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. Like, some people say, why would you have it on your cell phone? Well, why have it at home? Because you still have to answer the phone. You still have to answer it anyway.
You're dependable, you're reliable, and you're professional. And what I like about you, too, is after you did the work in my house, I never knew you were there.
Right.
You clean up.
That's it, yeah. Just clean everything up.
I didn't have any signs that someone was there tearing my house apart.
A lot of people don't get that concept of it. They figure, because a lot of guys work on jobs and there's people that are hired just to clean up after them.
No.
But you can't make a mess for other
right.
people. They're hiring you to do the job. You want them to come home and say, boy, he did a nice job. Not like, oh, well, he did the job. Well, now look at the mess we got to clean up.
One of the guys I used to work for says you can always judge the quality of a job by the cleanup.
Right.
On that note, Pat, would you like to take us out with a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom home in very good condition at 623 Delaware Street in Mayfield for only $79,000. This home is in the Lakeland School District. It has natural woodwork and beautiful hardwood floors. It also has a large yard, rear alley access, replacement windows, and very low taxes of only $1,200. So if you're looking to own a home for less than you are now paying in rent, give us a call about 623 Delaware Street in Mayfield, a 3-bedroom home for only $79,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Mark Snyder from Snyder Plumbing. Would you come back with us next week? We'd like to continue this discussion.
Sure, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy birthday, Mom.